Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings and mercy of Allah be
God,
with you. Allahu Akbar.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
in te domine speravi, non confundar in aeternum. In you, O Lord, I trust. May I never
Shema
be
Israel,
confounded.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Walk cheerfully over the earth, answering that of God in everyone.
You're listening to Kindred Spirits.
Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg, with a letter from Unity Village, Missouri.
We were looking at the roses and the beautiful fountains, and we were saying we were in the most beautiful place in the world. There's a built-in consciousness in this place, and you feel it when you walk in on the grounds. And it's been here for some 90 years or more.
What do you mean when you say a built-in consciousness?
Well, there's so much praying going on in every building. We pray before we start work in the morning, and they stop and pray at 11 o'clock. There's prayer going on all the time. That is built in right in the walls.
And how does it affect life here?
Well, it makes it a peaceful, harmonious place to be. And you can feel it when you walk in. I certainly can. And I know other people do. We've heard them say it over and over again. It's a world all by itself, a very peaceful, wonderful world, and I'm happy to be here.
It's a tranquil, drizzling morning at Unity Village. The scene is green, late summer, rolling Missouri hills. People visiting here on retreat saunter through 1,400 bucolic acres, an easy ambiance that National Geographic has called Shangri-La. For nearly a century, this has been the home of a great American religious experiment. It was founded in 1889 by Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, both of whom had experienced powerful healings. They credited the mystical force of God and espoused a transcendental philosophy, something akin to Christian Science and Quakerism. Situated in the Bible Belt and surrounded by frontier fundamentalism, Unity School was something of an enigma. It was Christian but non-sectarian. Early in this century, Unity began ordaining women ministers, even serving vegetarian food. It denied the fire and brimstone image of a wrathful God and taught instead of a loving, omnipresent spirit.
Is the cup half full or half empty? I mean, that's always been the question. In Unity, that cup is half full.
And so we think positively. Not because thinking positive is the end of the goal. The goal is to find God in every situation, first within ourselves and then throughout the universe. And how do we find God? We find it with the highest thought we can hold, and that's a positive thought. And so we think big and we stretch out and we reach because we know it's possible.
I now believe, and through the Unity teachings came to this awareness, that there is within every person as a child of God perfection and wholeness, that is our spiritual potential. Say if you had an energy source and it was a pipeline bringing that energy source to you, that you're in control of that valve, and through your free will, through your thoughts and feelings, you can either close the valve down so that only a trickle of that energy comes to you, or you can open the valve up so that you're experiencing the full flow, the full renewing and restoring effect of that energy. And spiritual energy is much the same way, that through our thoughts and feelings, we control the degree of manifestation of that in our lives. Positive thinking, positive action, positive emotions tend to make us more open and receptive. Negative feelings, fear, anxiety, hate, resentment, apprehension, are the things that restrict that flow and close the valve, so to speak, so that we are experiencing less. It does not diminish the reservoir of spiritual energy or power available to us. That is ever present. But it can increase or decrease the way we think, the amount of that energy that we are manifesting in our everyday lives.
Unity's message is potent and popular. Over 2 million readers subscribe to Daily Word, the pocket-sized monthly magazine with a devotional thought for each day. The price remains at $2 a year. It's churned out by Unity's vast publishing house, which in addition produces a journal of metaphysics called Unity.